A mix of snow and rain, changing to all rain today, high near 45. Rain will taper off tomorrow. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun on Thanksgiving Day, up to 55 degrees. It should remain dry through the weekend. Just under 300 new COVID-19 cases are reported in the Quad Cities since this time yesterday. And five more Quad citizens have died due to COVID-19-related causes. Positivity rates are down again by about a percentage point to 23.2% in Scott County, 19.1% in Rock Island County. Rock Island County reports 92 COVID-19 patients in the hospital. That's 16 more than on Sunday. Hospitalizations in the 14-county region that includes Scott County are about steady at 328, with 36 admitted yesterday. Iowa reports more than 3,100 new cases and 20 deaths. The 14-day average positivity rate is down a percentage point to 19.6. Hospitalizations are up by 18. Illinois reports almost 8,300 new cases and 46 more deaths. The 7-day average positivity rate is down slightly to 12.7%. Hospitalizations are up by 100. Hy-Vee is setting aside an hour every morning for shopping by people at high risk for COVID-19. That hour is 7 to 8 o'clock weekdays for people who are 60 and older, for pregnant women, and anyone with a serious underlying health condition. In addition, Hy-Vee is hiring 10,000 new employees, including more than 600 in the Quad Cities area. The company says it has many positions to fill in 8 states and at its distribution centers in Sheraton and Cherokee, Iowa. Spokeswoman Janelle Grunwald says positions to be filled include online personal shoppers and many others.
Your front-end checkers and courtesy clerks, bartenders or cooks for our restaurants, night stock if the night shift is better for you or maybe it's an additional job, deli, bakery, I mean, the list goes on and on. So there, whatever you fancy, whatever you're looking for, you could probably find something that maybe you're interested in or that has the hours you need.
The jobs are both temporary and permanent, part-time and full-time. Hy-Vee says customers have changed the way they shop and continue to adapt as the holidays approach. In the Quad Cities, Hy-Vee plans to hire 670 workers, 350 in Iowa City. More information is available on its website under Careers. The slim lead held by Republican Marionette Miller Meeks in Iowa's 2nd Congressional District is even slimmer as recounts of votes cast 3 weeks ago continues. Miller Meeks led Democrat Rita Hart by 47 votes before recounts began last week. Now Iowa's Secretary of State's office says that lead has shrunk to 36 out of more than 394,000 votes cast. So far, 15 of 24 counties have completed recounts and sent their new unofficial totals to the state. None of the four counties that Hart carried on Election Day have reported new totals, including Scott and Johnson. According to the Quad City Times, Miller Meeks' campaign is raising questions about the methods being used to recount ballots in Scott County. On the heels of a bombshell federal indictment of his allies and calls from fellow Democrats, including Governor J.B. Pritzker, to resign, longtime Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan says he has no intention of stepping aside. Hannah Meisel reports.
In a statement Friday evening, Madigan says he'll run for an unprecedented 19th term as House Speaker, a position he's held for all but 2 years since 1983. The powerful speaker has been under fire since July, when federal prosecutors revealed a years-long bribery scheme allegedly orchestrated for Madigan's benefit. The alleged scheme involved proxies of electric utility Commonwealth Edison arranging jobs and contracts for Madigan allies in an attempt to curry favor with the speaker. Madigan has denied wrongdoing and was left out of Wednesday's indictment of 3 former ComEd lobbyists and an ex-company official. Another former ComEd official has already pleaded guilty. Since the indictments dropped on Wednesday, the number of House Democrats publicly committed to voting against Madigan for another term as Speaker has grown to 18, an insurmountable number for Madigan. I'm Hannah Meisel.
In Monday Night Football, the Rams beat Tampa Bay 27-24. I'm Jay Pierce.